and the final whistle blows and Liverpool win in Pittsburgh. Just the one goal settled things in the first half. Dominic Szoboszlai firing past his former teammate Adrian. Some high fives for Arne Slot. Neil Mellor has watched Liverpool beat Real Betis by a goal to nil, and Liverpool's new head coach will have seen plenty of encouraging signs there.
Yeah, it's pre-season, but always good to see Liverpool get a victory against very good opposition. We have to say that in Real Betis. A number of players playing 60 minutes, more minutes in the tank for pre-season, and more minutes to develop an understanding about how the new coach wants to work.
We will wait to see on the injuries, particularly to Curtis Jones and also a limping Connor Bradley. Next up, Philadelphia and Arsenal for Liverpool this pre-season. But here in Pittsburgh, it finishes Liverpool 1, Real Betis 0.
Liverpool's Arne Slot era has begun with a 1-0 victory over Real Betis. I'm Peter McDowell and you're listening to The Reaction. We're back this season to reflect on every single game in what looks to be a fascinating campaign for the Reds. And it all kicks off with Liverpool's pre-season tour over in the US and its destination Pittsburgh for the first game of the tour, with Real Betis the opponents here at the Acrisure Stadium, home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Over the course of the podcast, we'll bring you the thoughts of Arne Slot after his first outing in the LFC dugout, as well as goalscorer Dominic Szoboszlai and Jurrel Kwanzaa. My guests down pitchside in the stadium are Reds legends Sammy Hippier and John Barnes, and that's who we hear from first in this episode of The Reaction. A good job for Liverpool tonight, John. They'll be pleased with that.
It was. And of course, the old cliche about a game of two halves. First half, structure, system, they played. And of course, once you make so many substitutions in the second half, it's just about looking at the young individuals. And I thought all the youngsters came on in the second half, did us a proud. From Kumas, Nonni, who came on in the first half, came off in the second half. Very impressive. He's just 17. You know, Ben Doak, they all did really well. So the second half was difficult to gauge because, of course, he just made so many changes. But they showed personality. They showed a lot of enterprise, a lot of effort, they were quick. So I was impressed with a lot of the youngsters.
What did you like about it tonight, Sam?
Yeah, I think for me the positive thing was that when the youngsters came in, that game didn't change, that Betis didn't start to dominate or anything, that we still had the ball and we had the game in grip. So I think that was one of the positive things from the second half.
There's an intensity about it as well, which is what he asked for before the game. He'd be pleased with that part of it.
Absolutely. They've got so much athleticism. Second half, even the youngsters coming on. Every time there was a heartbreak by Betis, they got back by Setis. They're so athletic and they play with such intensity and determination that once they get their system, everything sorted, they'll be a very, very good team. So the youngsters, Betis are a good team. And in the second half, I feared for them when so many of them came on, but they still, as I said, they still dominated the game, as Sammy said, and Betis only had one chance in the second half.
I think what I missed from the first half especially was the little bit longer passes to the sides that especially Carvalho made a lot of runs trying to go behind, but ball never came. So maybe even he don't get the ball, but you stretch to your position and then you can play much better in between the lines.
Let's bring Jurrel Kwanzaa in, who's waiting to talk to us. Was a big part of that tonight. Looks every inch the Premier League defender that we saw last year. Good night's work, Jurrel. You'll be pleased with that.
Yeah, a lot to be pleased about, but again, a lot to work on. I think we're still forming new relationships and forming sort of the way the gaffer wants us to play, really. And it's just about putting that together. And yeah, it'll come together for sure.
How big a couple of weeks has it been for you in terms of a learning curve? Like you allude to there, you're adapting from one manager to another, and he senses the style won't be massively different, but there'll be new messages you need to take on.
Yeah, that's it. It's just about how quick we adapt, really, and just, again, playing next to players who probably are not used to them positions, and the new style, the new formation, and it'll all come together at some point, and it's just about how fast that is. But we're working tirelessly on the pitch, and on the training pitch especially. I think there's been a lot of double sessions that it's just so much tactical work and so much stuff we need to take in, and we're doing that. And yeah, like I say, hopefully bit by bit it'll come.
Have you found it radically different from what Jurgen was doing? Because of course he had a particular way of playing under Jurgen, and this is the first time I've seen them play. Have you noticed in the couple of weeks a real difference in terms of the way he wants you to play or he wants the team to play?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of the same messages, but at the same time I think there's so much that's different. A lot more structure to when we're in possessions, you probably saw. few nicer passes of play, and you can see a lot of patterns that we're trying to get used to, really. But yeah, like I say, there's so many new messages that we're trying to cram into the performances, but I'm sure
it'll come.
Sooner or later.
How was it tonight to play as a almost most senior player in the defence with your partner? So it must be different than with playing with Virgil or Ibu or someone.
Yeah, it's a lot different, to be fair. Obviously, you have to take the onus on yourself to really lead the back line and try and help everyone out. But again, it's a new system for everyone, so I think everyone's still learning, which is the good thing. You got bright, fresh players who are eager to learn, really, and it's just about implementing that. Yeah.
What a 12 months it's been for you, Jurel. It wasn't that long ago that you were part of that training camp over in Germany. Now a bona fide Premier League defender who has probably massive goals for next season to play more and more games.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about kicking on. It's all about trying to improve each session. And yeah, I'm still learning. Going to make mistakes. Going to keep getting better and better. And that's the plan for me at the minute. I'm still only young, and it's just about taking each minute as I can and trying to be the best I can on the pitch.
Well, well done tonight. Stay healthy. Pass that baton on to Dominic Szoboszlai, who's waiting to speak to us. The guy that got the goal tonight that won the game. First of all, Dom, congratulations on the win tonight. It was a lovely goal. Nice combination between you and Mo on that right-hand side.
Yeah, thank you very much. Last year, didn't happen it so often. So I just always let him know I'm always ready to run this run. And yeah, hopefully he's going to see me in the season a couple of times.
How big a difference does it make, a goal for a midfield player in pre-season? I know it's not a competitive game, but do you get that good feeling that this could be another great start for me to the season now?
Of course, it's always good to score and help the team for the win. I had some individual goals as well, set up to myself. But yeah, first of all, the team is the most important. And yeah, if as a team we are doing well, each player gonna do well.
That role tonight as well, I know you've played there plenty of times before for different clubs and for your country as well, but almost a double 10, you and Harvey in there tonight.
Yeah, it's a little bit different compared to last year, but yeah, we're gonna do, I think, what the coach want us to do, and yeah, we are ready to do everything.
John?
Well, I was just going to ask you the same question, because, of course, playing in a midfield three as either an eight or pushing forward, or sometimes you've played as a six, is fairly straightforward when you have three. Whereas it seemed to be four, but you had a double 10 with Harvey. And at times, did you feel that you were kind of like playing not as a centre forward, but more as a further high up with your back to goal? But your goal was when you're on the half turn, playing like in an eight. Is that the when you're playing a double 10, is that the role he really wants you to play, a little bit in advance of the midfield?
I think that's the goal, what we want to do.
On both sides, with Harvey on the other
side
as well.
Yeah, exactly. So if Harvey drops on the one side, I'm going to the middle. And if I'm dropping on the other side, Harvey's coming to the middle. I don't know if it's going to be like this in the season. But yeah, until the manager wants us to do this, then probably we're going to do this.
And of course, you didn't have a centre forward. So that's a bit strange, because you have the two wide and no centre forward. So there are times you were like being nearly the centre forward at times.
Yeah, against the ball especially, we had to do this job with Harvey, like he goes, I cover his back, and exactly the same in the other way. So yeah, but it's a lot of run,
but you got your goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it, which one you prefer, that there is a target man there or double 10 like you played tonight? You have a preference. Well, you have a preference. I know that you do what the manager says. But
depends if we have 1-6, then and another eight, and yeah, I'm an eight as well, and we have a striker. It's not this like last year we had,
yes,
and maybe this eight can drop as a six,
yeah,
but the center forward stays there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little bit different. For me, to be honest, I just want to be on the pitch and enjoy it.
Let's score goals.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at your goal, Dom. While you're here, you can talk us through whether this is something you particularly work on together or this was just instinct. What do you remember about it?
Number eight position. Yeah. And the centre half couldn't come out and mark you. And once you made that run, he's never going to catch you.
He's watching intently here. Lovely finish as well. Little five-a-side finish.
Yeah, we are doing a lot of five-a-side games. But the distances are different. So Here you have to run much more like in the five-a-side game. Was a good pass from Trey.
Yeah.
It's important that the sixes sees us and use us also. And yeah, of course, Mo knows how to play these balls.
You mentioned him there, Dom, and there's obviously a beauty about the fact that there's so many young players here. It was evident that somebody like Trey, who's still a teenager, has only just turned 17. You all trust him with the ball. He's a player that's certainly got a massive future.
Yeah, for sure. I like him a lot. He's a really offensive player. I just thought on the bench to Konza that he's just, you can't even foul him because he's just so, like, his movements and stuff like this. So, but everybody, you see the second half, we had probably almost, Nat was a central back, but otherwise everybody was young and almost none of them was 20. So, and they still did a good job, didn't concede goal, had a chances. So yeah, a good future.
And the likelihood is that you might need two or three of these for the start of the season with players coming back late. So it's a big opportunity for many of them.
Yeah, well, this is the decision of the manager, and probably some of the guys who've been in the Euros or Copa America gonna come back after the US tour, I think. But still, we are professionals. Even with 2 weeks, they're gonna be ready for the Premier League.
Thanks for talking to us, Dom. Well done.
Thank
on
you.
The goal
well
tonight.
Done, thank you.
It's a new era for Liverpool FC, and you can get a first look at Arne Slot's Reds on LFC TV Go, the only place to watch every pre-season fixture. The Reds are in action in the USA this week with two huge games against Premier League opponents Arsenal and Manchester United. And you can watch them live on LFC TV Go. Go to video.liverpoolfc.com to sign up now and get 1 month free. Terms and conditions apply.
...42,000 inside here tonight to see Liverpool get their pre-season underway with a win. 1-0 win against Real Betis, well deserved for the Reds. And a pretty happy squad that make their way into the showers now, ahead of a night's rest before they travel again, of course, to Philly to take on Arsenal. And then Manchester United will round things up in a week's time or so. Sammy Hippier and John Barnes are here. Dominic Szoboszlai was just with us a moment ago. And John, let's take a look at his goal tonight. It was one he was very happy with, and it's one that Arne Slot will be very happy with, the combination that worked its way down that right-hand side.
Yeah, and of course he will be happy with it, because I think in the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, that double 10 role, they were playing too narrow and too straight. But here, as you can see, opens up into the, you can see the two sixes. And as he plays, he's on the half turn, plays it to Mo. And once he plays this ball, the energy he has going forward, and Mo obviously plays a good ball, and that's really what he wants. As he was saying, it's difficult when you haven't got a centre forward, because he has to make those in runs because Mo's going to stay wide. And with a centre forward, he would even be better in terms of even playing off the centre forward. But the way this goal worked was probably the way that Arne Slot would have seen it in that double 10 role. Had the ball been on the left, it would have been Harvey making those runs. First 10 minutes are too narrow, but you see, opens up at an angle, and now it's beyond their midfield, and you're never going to keep up with Szoboszlai once he makes this run. Good ball by Mo, great goal.
Yeah, probably in this one, if there was a centre forward, he would have been in the way. So
yeah.
Actually good that there wasn't anyone.
It's going to be so important for Liverpool to get goals from those midfield areas this year.
There are, but it seems as if Mo may even, as it was last year, Mo may even play more of a supporting role in terms of being more creative. Mm. Because, of course, Mo plays well with a centre-forward who may come short, and Mo makes those inward runs. You never saw Mo making lots of inward runs today, because obviously he's playing a bit wider. So they're going to have to tinker with that. But, you know, if you get more goals from midfield, I don't think if you get many more goals from midfield, Mo's going to score 30, 40 goals. Yeah. But as long as they share it around, it'll be fine.
The Liverpool head coach, Arne Slot, has joined us. You asked for intensity, Bosch. You got it tonight?
I think we did, yeah. We had more than a few good moments in our high press. Won the ball a lot, high on their half. So and one of the main things what was also good is that we only conceded one big chance in the end of the game. So, in the first half we controlled the game, I think. Had a lot of ball possession. But many easy wins for us to make if you look at this game.
They're in great condition as well. So many, nearly all of the starting 11 that you went with got an hour's action out there tonight as well.
Yeah. What I meant with easy minute, I didn't mean that the game was easy for us, but I think there were some individual performances that could have been a bit better. The choices we make, which is a normal thing in this moment of the pre-season. The choices we sometimes make with the ball can and will be much better in the future. And in between, I think we've created 5-6 good attacks. And the goal was, I think, a fantastic example of that.
We're speaking to Gerald Quantz earlier, and he said he's really enjoying the. Of course, there's going to be slight tweaks on the way, actually the way they play, but he said they're trying to build from the back, play much more technical, and of course that suits him. The double 10 role that you had with Harvey and Harvey Sobersdijk, I thought the goal typified that. I thought the first half they were a bit narrow with their back to goal, but the goal that he scored on the at an angle off from the number 6, taking it and moving forward, is that really what you want from those double 10s, if you like? Without a centre forward. On the half turn, getting the ball in that position.
I think this started off with a player that came in that speeded up the game for us a lot. So he did find these players in between the lines a lot of times. Mm. And I think that's the quality we need in those 6 positions, to find players like him.
Yeah.
We played with a double 10, which we're not going to do during the season.
Yeah, I've said that.
But we don't have a striker at the moment. And I think both of them, Harvey and Dom, are number 10, so they can train in this position now.
And once you get a centre forward, it'll work.
We will set up a bit differently, yeah.
You obviously set out with the main objective to keep all of the players fit. There was a slight concern over Curtis coming off early. Do we know anything about that yet?
I'm not expecting it to be really worse, but ideally he would have played on, of course. So I don't think it's a big problem, but we have to wait and see what when they test him tomorrow. But not so ideal, because he did really well in the last few weeks. And I was looking forward to seeing him play in this position. But, like always, someone else came in and he played quite well, Trey.
It must be good to see Bajcetic as well, because I thought last season when he got his injury, I thought he was perfect for that role, and he did really well when he came on. Had you seen or known much about him before?
Yes, of course I did. I think 2 seasons ago he was known by everyone when he came in. He had a long injury, and I think also today, although he had also a few very good moments, he got caught up once or twice also with the ball, and I think that is the rhythm he needs by playing games, train more with the team, and then he will hopefully get that rhythm again of finding the ones in between the lines with the example of Trey. And I think our biggest chance in the second half came from a great build-up as well. Started with the goalkeeper with more than a few good passes, ended up with Harvey in front of goal. And an open goal miss from Kate, or was it not an open goal?
I don't think it was quite an open goal, but you can look at that later on. You mentioned Trey, though. Arnie, you said you were impressed with so many of the young players. Just turned 17, and I know the players are so impressed with him. There's a real array of talent that you've got at your disposal, you know, of really young years at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I said yesterday I'm not going to name any youngster that caught my eye, but if you see that he comes in after 30 minutes for Curtis, you could expect that I meant him. And he did really well today. So I think he just turned in 17. So his body is not grown yet. Is that the way we use? So I think he needs some time to get stronger, and hopefully he will be a bit taller as well.
I think the most impressive thing about him that I saw was, of course, that age. A lot of them would have played safe and go back, but he looks forward. And when there are tight angles to play in between people, he plays it. He plays with the maturity.
Yeah, and he found a lot of players in between the lines, and I've just spoken about the biggest chance we had. That was also a great small pass from him, through pass towards Harvey. So he did well today. That's a good thing, because we know we have a lot of good players, and if their youngsters can help us during the season, that would be ideal, of course.
Pete actually stole my question, because I would have liked to know that how impressed have you been, and you said that you answered it yesterday. I didn't hear that, but how impressed have you been with the youngsters? Because for me,
without naming
they came in and game didn't change a lot. They just didn't dominate the game after that. So it's
no, that's a good thing. But some of them are not youngsters anymore. Yeah. The likes of Tyler and even Stefan, they've played senior football a lot already, but like I said, I've been impressed by the energy of the whole team and the way that they really want to implement everything we try to teach them. And I think it was a great example in the end, where Betis got a counter attack and Ben Doak was defending over here on the 16 as a right winger, and that's what you want to see, a team that does everything to keep a clean sheet and only conceded one chance. And with the ball, we will and can do much better. If individual performance will get a little bit better, and the choices we make will eventually be better as well.
Arne, I appreciate you coming over to spend some time with us. Great to see you. Well done tonight.
Hello there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives on and off the pitch. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure you give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show.
He's clearly somebody that just analyses and analyses. You sat behind him on the flight over, and the laptop's out the entire flight. You know, this is something they will pour over the next couple of days as they try and improve for the next game against Arsenal.
Yeah, but I think the telling sign for me is that he's already said that they will have a centre forward. As much as you look at this 4-2 box in the midfield and two wide players, and you thought that's a unique system and it looks as if it could work, I think that necessity meant that because they didn't have a centre forward, they did that. But I think once you get a centre forward into that position, as he said, with Dominic Szoboszlai playing with a centre forward and Mo being out wide as well, he will be much happier once that resolves itself. Although you did have Jota who could have played it, but you know, yeah. I'm glad he actually said that, because if people are thinking that, oh, we're going to play this way once the season started, yeah, and this is how we're going to play. At the start of the game, I didn't think we were, so I'm glad he confirmed it.
And he will be pleased about tonight, Sammy. He will be pleased at the way they went about things. He will want them to improve on 2, 3, 4 things, but he'll be fairly happy.
Yeah, he said he's quite happy, but first half we had unnecessary, we lost the ball unnecessary in some situations, and Betis got few half chances from them. So I think with the performances being better, he and choices, making better choices, he meant these things. So. He looks like to be a perfectionist, and I like that. And small details are very important for him, and we'll do better the next game.
What impressed me was the energy they showed. There were times when Betis had a half break, but the energy that in the second half, particularly the youngsters. Normally, when you have young players coming on, you're overrun by senior professionals that Betis had, or more physical players. But these young players had so much energy. Betis had created one chance, and any heartbreak they had, we had so much physicality and energy, individually and collectively. Means that the future, once they get what he wants from them technically, from a physical point of view, there's no one who's going to outfight us.
That is it from our first episode of The Reaction for the new season. We'll return after Liverpool's second pre-season outing, and we're in Philadelphia for the Reds taking on Arsenal. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.